Yeah, my future's so bright, I've got to wear shades.
What happened? Did you win an award or something?
Just testing your angular gyrus.
Excuse me?
People with damage to the angular gyrus region of their brains don't get metaphors. That is, they had trouble interpreting the figurative meaning of metaphors. All they can figure is the literal meaning of what they hear and read.
So to a person with damage to the angular gyrus, you would have literally meant that you'll need sunglasses to protect your eyes?
Yes. These people often come up with complex and elaborate explanations as to the literal meaning of phrases meant to be figurative. So in this instance, a person with damage to the angular gyrus may interpret me as having meant that the depletion of the ozone layer is going to make it hotter and sunnier, or something like that.
Wow, that's elaborate, all right. So where is this angular gyrus?
It's situated within the parietal lobe at the intersection of regions that process touch, hearing, and vision. The angular gyrus is more developed in humans than in other primates, and so V.S. Ramachandran, who conducted this research with colleagues, thinks it may have played a role of some significance in the evolution of our cognition. He explains it like this. Any monkey can reach for a peanut, but only a human can reach for the stars, or even understand what that means.
That's kind of cool.
It doesn't seem cold in here to me.
Har har.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Julie Stout in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.